as slow as molasses, dropping all your passes. You got tape on your glasses.
Yes, I do. I feel that way almost all the time. Welcome back to the Roundtable. It's 10:39. It's a Thursday morning. This is the exciting time of the show in which we welcome back cultural correspondent Sean Stone. And we'll get to that music in a minute.
Yes, we will.
It sounds vaguely familiar to me, but we'll talk about that coming up. What's new with you, my friend?
Well, I went to see a movie called After the Wedding, which is a remake of a Danish film that actually won the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film, and it starred Mads Mikkelsen as a runs an orphanage in India, and he's coming back. He has to come back and to try to raise money. Well, in this movie, they flip the genders, and it's Michelle Williams playing that part. Julianne Moore is the rich person she's trying to get the money from. And Billy Crudup plays Julianne Moore's husband, who turns out to have a personal connection from long ago with Michelle Williams' character. And it is an old-school melodrama with a little tweaking. It could have starred Bette Davis, Olivia Davalon, and George Brent, been made in 1943.
Right.
But it's really entertaining because it's got those nice, juicy plot twists. And I have to cop to having sort of a misanthropic streak.
Really?
Hard to tell. At one point in this movie, I realized I hate every character in this film. And this is wonderful. I enjoyed it.
All right, fair enough. So that's a thumbs up.
Big thumbs up for After the Wedding. Now for the upcoming shows. Tonight at the Iron Horse Music Hall in Northampton, Mass., it's Boyfriend, which is actually a woman. It's a hip-hop cabaret, and NPR.
I'm sorry, say that last thing again.
Hip-hop cabaret.
All right, explain how that could coexist.
She makes it work. NPR called her a raunchy feminist, I forget, they didn't say weirdo, but they said it weirdo in a nice way.
Right.
So that's tonight at the Iron
Hip-hop
Horse.
Hip-hop cabaret.
Yes.
Okay.
Starting tomorrow night, for 3 days at the Coase Music Hall, it's the Staging Youth's Futures production of Disney's Mary Poppins.
Oh,
that's Friday at 7, Saturday at 2 and 7, and Sunday at 2 p.m. So this is a live theater production.
Live theater. And someone presumably will be on a string flying high above the stage.
Not going to guarantee that, but you would think they would have to do something.
Toward the end, right?
Yeah.
Flying off with the umbrella and whatnot. That's a spoiler, kids.
Also Friday night at 7:30 at SPAC in Saratoga Springs, it's Steve Martin and Martin Short. This is the last big show at SPAC of the summer.
Mm.
There was a hip-hop show scheduled for the next day, but that got canceled.
A cabaret hip-hop show?
No, this was a big hip-hop show, but that was canceled.
Yeah.
So this is the swan song for the SPAC season. I mean, they have events coming up in October, but they're not, you know, the big main stage.
Steve Martin, Martin Short. And Joe did a terrific interview with both of them yesterday.
Oh, that's
hilarious.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
will you be
great.
Going to that one?
Probably not.
No,
I would like to,
right,
but
sure.
I have to be somewhere else. Friday, it's a Friday the 13th.
Oh, terrific.
So
the Templars will be upset.
So in the spirit of the day, the Cinema Capital Arts Complex in Rome, New York, at 10 o'clock Friday night is going to be showing Friday the 13th Part 2. And I was trying to remember what the gruesome deaths were in that one. I can remember the third one. That was the 3D one.
Yeah.
And I remember the first one. So, yeah. I'm a little foggy on the second one.
I got a feeling Part 2 is very much like Part 1.
Yes.
I don't recall ever seeing any of them, to be honest with you.
Yes, a lot of teenagers are going to meet gruesome ends.
Okay, but that'll be fun on the big screen. Bring the family.
Exactly. The Van Dyke Lounge in Schenectady, Friday night at 9 o'clock. Frank Gambale, an Australian guitar virtuoso.
Very good guitar player.
Jazz fusion. There's actually a 7 o'clock show, which is sold out. So there's probably, I mean, I couldn't tell from the website, but there's probably not a lot of tickets left over for the 9 o'clock show. So if you want to go to this, you want to hop on this right away.
Van Dyke's always a fun place to
it
see
is.
A jazz combo, especially.
It is. And then Saturday night at the Tannery Pond Concert Series in New Lebanon at 6 p.m., it's Todd Palmer Among Friends, and the clarinetist will be performing with a bunch of other musicians.
Like who?
Like Tara Helen O'Connor, June Hahn, James Austin Smith, the Omer Quartet, and Doug Baylet.
It's a lot of friends.
It's the music of Carl Maria von Weber, Claude Debussy, Camille Saint-Saëns, and a few others.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, this is the finale to their season.
Tannery Pond Concerts.
Yes. And then Saturday night at Proctor's, pretty much the best comedy show featuring Doug Smith. That's at 8 o'clock. Didn't say which venue, so it'll be somewhere there. Just show up at Proctor's and they'll steer you to the right place.
Could be the GE or...
Could be the GE, could be the basement.
Yeah.
That charming basement. Then the music we heard coming in, it's kids rock group, Imagination Movers, meaning it's adults playing music for children.
Oh my gosh. You know, okay.
I know you have children, so that's probably where you heard this.
They've been
this.
Around a while. Now,
yes,
because
they have.
I remember hearing about the Imagination Movers years ago.
Yeah.
And they're still around.
So they have some staying power in the genre. They're going to be at the Egg in Albany Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m.
I did not know this.
There you go. This now is, you do.
You get the Aquabats. I'm all over that.
Also Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock in Hudson Hall in Hudson, Clarion Concerts presents classical double bassist virtuoso Xavier Foley.
Mm.
Bunch of new movies.
Oh, yeah?
The weirdest thing that's happening is... There's a Thursday night tonight preview of Downton Abbey. It's at the Spectrum. It's at most of the malls. It's tonight at 7.
They made a movie of this?
Oh, yeah.
It was a show, right?
It was a show. Yes, yeah. It was a show,
like
Ray.
Masterpiece Theater?
Beloved of,
yes,
of PBS viewers everywhere.
Sarah LaDuke has talked about it for a decade.
But it's only tonight. It doesn't open tomorrow.
Huh.
I guess it opens next week or sometime.
Now, is this one of those where it'll be a very limited release because it's on Netflix or something and they want to get it in the awards?
No, I don't think so.
No,
I
think it's a theatrical release.
It's a theatrical release. I think they're just doing this as a stunt.
Oh. So it'll open and then play for a while and then come back.
Yeah, and then come back.
Open again.
Yeah. I don't get it either. But
brilliant marketing.
Yeah, I don't know. Also opening is the movie about the enterprising strippers, Hustlers, which stars Jennifer Lopez, Constance Wu, and Cardi B.
Now, tell me about this. Now, you know, I have, believe it or not, I don't get to too many movies, but I hear Oscar buzz for J-Lo on this. What's up?
It looks interesting. I like the director is Laureen Scarfina. If I'm remembering her name correctly, she did Seeking a Friend for the End of the World, which is an utterly charming film, which nobody went to see because the world ends at the end of it and everyone dies. And I think that was kind of a box office turnoff.
Spoiler alert.
But she's very talented, and it looks like it's going to be a fun movie.
So this Hustlers is a comedy?
It's a comedy drama, yeah. It's sort of based on real events of some strippers who decided to basically plunder Wall Street guys. Also, we have The Goldfinch, which is the adaptation of a very popular book, which I've never read. Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice, which looks like a really interesting documentary about Linda Ronstadt.
A theatrical release for this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fascinating.
Everybody's in it. All the old gang is there. They interview Henley and David Geffen and all those people. Official Secrets, which is a British spy drama. It stars... Ray Fiennes and Keira Knightley. And then, of course, you know, the Downton Abbey thing, which is super weird.
You know, we were doing this show last year, and you said, oh, the new Godzilla movie's coming out.
Yeah.
And I never made it to the theaters. Picked it up on DVD.
Did you enjoy it?
We liked it. I didn't love it. I liked it.
I think I liked it a little more than you did, but it...
The action was good.
The action was good. It was a good Godzilla, and spoiler alert, him actually eating King Ghidorah at the end was pretty funny.
No, it was
that was enjoyable.
The kids laughed at that.
I'm sure they did.
And we'll look forward to King Kong versus Godzilla, which is the next one, right?
Exactly. Well, it never ends.
Sean Stone, did you see the Linda Ronstadt thing?
No, it hasn't opened yet.
I'm fascinated by
that. Yeah, I'm going to go see that for sure.
Well, thank you for being here, sir. And all of your listings are on our website. You can go to wamc.org/roundtable. And by the way, you're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.